T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're very happy to say hello to Brandon Ayuk as we go inside the 49ers locker room presented by Harris Ranch Beef. Visit your local Chavez supermarkets for all your beef and tailgate needs. He's in his third year, having his best year in the NFL. Brandon Ayuk, thank you for joining us here on Damon and Ratto. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
You know, I don't think we got the opportunity to talk to you last year. I know we did talk to you during your rookie year. And just let me tell you, watching your growth, watching the way you have turned into, I think, one of the better options on the 49ers. You know, McCaffrey and Debo and Kittle, they might get the lion's share of the attention in the headlines. But, Brandon, watching the player you've become, I love players watching it all click for them. And it feels like it's really clicking for you this year. So congratulations to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Why is this year the year that it's all starting to make sense for you?
I still, of course, I'm still trying to figure it out. I think that's part of it, just being understanding I don't ever have it figured out. But I think at this point, just having a better understanding of what we want to do week to week, what my assignment is, what my role is, what my job is, and it's easier to hone in that way when you have an understanding.
To the extent that, you know, understanding is a process, what are the things that you understand instinctively now that maybe you didn't have a year ago, or maybe you didn't have at the beginning of the year? What are the light bulbs going on over your head right now specifically?
Well, I think, first of all, just understanding what we want to do on offense, what my assignment is on each given play, understanding how it works, understanding how to prepare week to week, understanding how to get myself ready mentally and physically week to week, because you really don't know what you don't know, even though you think you might. So, like I said, just understanding the little things, but also understanding that I don't have it figured out.
Brandon Ayuk here on 95.7 The Game. So obviously, the big story around the 49ers changed when Jimmy Garoppolo broke his foot, and now it is up to every 49er on the offensive side of the ball to help Brock Purdy really get his legs underneath him. Specifically, Brandon, what can you and this wide receiver room do to help Brock Purdy get ready to go and win games in this league?
I think in the room, we've talked about it, just coming out this week and having a clean, crisp, fast week to just get the looks, get full speed preparation, get everything that we need to get done throughout the week, ready to go so that when Sunday comes, we can just play. But we know it's a process, so we're just taking it upon ourselves to hold up our end of the bargain as best as we can on every given play so that we take care of that for him. So we're not looking around, asking him any questions, making anything any more difficult than it needs to be. So we're just trying to hone in on what we have to do this week.
How much does it change for you specifically now on your third quarterback this year? I know that you worked out quite a bit with Trey Lance during the offseason. Obviously, when he went down, it's back to Jimmy Garoppolo. On a third quarterback now, how much does that really change things for you, your offense, how much different it might be now than it was before?
I don't think too much changes. What offense that The receivers have to get to a spot, and the quarterback has to know that where that spot is, and if we're on the same page and not too much change. I've been asked that question a couple of times just since Sunday, and I think that for me, the thing that changes the most is just hearing the plays in the huddle. Because, you know, each guy changes, each guy calls it a little bit different, each guy talks a little bit different, and some words may sound a little different or sound the same depending on who's calling it. So I think that's the main thing that changes the most for me.
I saw that Trent Williams was basically quoted saying that for a young guy, for Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy takes no lip in that huddle. And I think the quote basically said from Trent Williams, you would think this guy was Peyton Manning or something. Would you co-sign that? Does Brock Purdy sound like he is a first ballot Hall of Famer just in the huddle?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We even today was pretty funny. We had we're kind of joking around, having a little fun during the walkthrough, and he's like, all right, yeah, like y'all tighten up, let's go. Like we're trying to get the situation. Everybody looking around, like okay. So we like that about him. We respect it about him. We love that he's able to, no matter what his situation, and he demands everybody's attention and demands the best when we're out there. So we definitely respect that.
The first time he did that, how surprised was everybody else in the huddle? Because normally, a guy with his resume has to talk with a whisper to start with, and it sounds like he did not.
No, not at all. And you want that from your quarterback. You want that from your quarterback. Like I said, no matter what his situation is, he understands what the importance of his role right now, and that it is his role right now. So we could all respect however way he feels fit to lead that role and to play that role.
Brandon Ayuk here on Damon and Ratto. Pleasure to have him on today. We're coming to you from the Guardsman Tree Lot down at Fort Mason, the Festival Pavilion here in the marina in San Francisco. Brandon, what did you think of Brock's first meaningful game action as a pro? I mean, you know, you've been around enough blocks now to where you know, someone had a good game, a bad game. I thought he was very, very impressive for a guy who just got thrown into it. What did you end up thinking about Brock Purdy's debut?
I was super impressed. I was super, super impressed and also happy for him. I kind of look at it from a different kind of mind, state of mind, just because I had a first NFL game as well. So, and I know how that went. That went all types of different ways and nothing how I expected it to go. And I wasn't playing the quarterback position. So I'll just leave it at that. I was very, very, very impressed by how he handled his business. And it also showed us that he handled his business when he wasn't even expecting to have to go out there. So that began back on Monday in terms of his preparation from the new week, leading all the way up until Sunday to give himself an opportunity to be able to go out there and perform the way that he did.
Brandon, take me back to your first game. What is the one thing that, I guess, comes to you ahead of any other memory? Was it something that you were afraid or nervous about, or was there something that you actually became comfortable with? What is the go-to memory of your NFL debut?
I remember my debut back in COVID. I was thrown out there. And I actually had a play that was going to me. And I was out there, and I just completely blanked on the play. Like the play was going to me, of course, like as a receiver, anybody who's getting the ball, you for sure remember your own plays that you're getting. Those are the last ones that you forget, but I just completely blanked on it. Like you go out there, you hear the play in the huddle and you just like, I didn't know what I was doing at all. Not for a second. So I just ended up
donut.
The play was going to me. The quarterback looking at me like, "What are you doing?" Like in the play, and we ended up killing the play, and it was a dead play on a play that was supposed to go to me. That ended up looking on film like we had a great look for it. So that's what I remember from my debut game. It was tough. So like I said, for him to go out there and play the quarterback position and know what everybody's doing on the offense, not just one person, I was very impressed.
When was the last time that happened to you? Because, yeah, it's your first game, nerves, a million things to be going through your head. When was the last time you went to the line of scrimmage and had that similar feeling?
It happened before. At this point in time, there's plenty of times where I go to the line, we hear the play in the huddle, and I'm like, takes me a couple seconds, but as I've been in the offense and I can kind of start piecing things together and what I did hear and what I didn't hear, I kind of piece together what I have, and also just kind of think back to my week of preparation and kind of just kind of snap into it right before and be okay. So I haven't forgot it fully and just ran nothing, but I there's been times where I've lined up and forgot a little bit.
But is that in your mind a sign that you either have gotten what you need to get or you're almost there? Because even when you go to the line of scrimmage blank, you could still piece together what's supposed to happen with other cues.
Yeah, that's just being familiar with this offense, being in it for a little bit. Yeah, that's what that is. But I don't think there'll ever be a point where I just that or it never happens. That's just kind of what it is. You think about, see, there's so much stuff that goes in. There's so much stuff that you're thinking about throughout the course of the game and throughout a week that it happens sometimes, but you know, you want to keep those down to a minimum.
Wide receiver Brandon Ayuk here on 95.7 The Game. And whenever you have a wide receiver on, you got to talk about the defense, right? I mean, your defense right now is maybe one of the scariest units, if not the scariest unit in the entire league. How much pressure does that take off your offense when everything is going well? And especially now that, you know, you're on Brock Purdy, how reassuring is it to know that scoring on the San Francisco 49ers is one of the biggest uphill battles in the entire NFL?
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. I've played on teams before, not in the National Football League, where I played on teams before where, you know, your defense had no chance in hell in stopping anybody, so you have to go into every game scoring, hoping to score as much as you possibly can, and it changes the way that you play. Obviously, in the NFL, and here with the Niners, we want to do the same thing. That's obviously the goal every given week, but that's just not how it works all the time. So to have a defense that we can bank on and know that they're going to hold up their end of the bargain, it makes our job a lot easier. But at the same time, saying that, I tell the defense even before the game, I tell them we want to be on the same type of time that you guys are on. We never want to be in a situation where the defense is looking at us like what's going on? Can y'all score some points? So I think although it does take some pressure, obviously I feel the pressure in the same way as wanting to hold up our end of the bargain the same way that they do, so that maybe. You know, you never know. National Football League stuff happens, so we don't want to go into every game. In any game, banking on them, we want to hold a part of the bargain as well. So I feel like the pressure comes back that way as well.
How is the ball that Purdy throws different from the ball that Garoppolo throws? And how is it different from the ball that Trey Lance threw?
I think Brock and Jimmy have similar balls in terms of the way it comes out and the pace that they come out. I'm not sure. Obviously, Jimmy, he has like even a couple throws that I've watched from this past game, and just like, some of the crazy things that I've seen from him able to throw the ball, just so soft that you just have to stick your hands down, but with pace. That it's not they're not laws, they're not slow balls. They're nice balls, but they're easy to catch. I think Brock is similar in that way. And then of course it's different from Trey because Trey can throw the ball in any way that he wants to, really. So I think that's the difference. They're all similar in the way that the ball comes and touches the hands, but the process of how it gets to you is a little bit different.
Brandon Ayuk here on 95.7 The Game, and I know it wasn't the result that you wanted that day in Atlanta, but that felt like your real break loose game this year. You had 8 catches, 83 yards, 2 touchdowns, and in that game, it felt like you started to finally see the matrix. Like, that's where your heater that you've been on pretty much since then officially started. Did something for you, Brandon, click in that game that you've carried through? Do you think back to that as a coming out party, if you will, for the season that you're having?
Oh, I mean, that was long, long, long time ago. I just feel like no matter when it was, and whenever, like you say, that game, breakout game, quote unquote, I knew it was coming at whatever time it was going to come at, just based off the confidence I have in myself and the work that I put in. I knew it was only a matter of time. But also at the same time, the urgency kind of picked up along along that time because we're a couple games into the season. You kind of get a feel for it. You know, we don't, you don't really play preseason. So now you get your first couple games of full-time action and you get into it. So every week you're like excited, more and more excited to go back out there just because you feel better and better each week as you continue to play more football. And I think the same thing continues as you go along every game of the season. Even now, every week I'm more and more and more excited to go out there each Sunday to just try to show what I could do every given week and put good stuff on film and just continue to try to do my part. And then looking back at the end of the season and we'll figure out where we're at then. But right now, we get into December, middle of December, playing these super meaningful games where they start to feel like playoff games and we start to position ourselves. We're all just trying to play our best ball, and I think that's the main goal. As the season goes along, you want to continue to each week get better and keep putting the best product on film each week.
Well, look, any team that wants to go ahead and win in January better start winning in December. You guys have been putting together a real nice winning streak, and even with another quarterbacking injury, it feels like the 49ers are well built to even possibly survive this, and it is it's something else that you guys, it's been a wildly entertaining season so far. Brandon is a Pac-12 guy. I gotta ask you, do you have any advice for Deion Sanders, who I think stunned a lot of people by going to Boulder to take on the Buffs job?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I'm biased when it comes to Pac-12.
I know you are.
I'm Pac-12 football, so I don't have any advice for him. But, I love Deion. Hopefully he does a good job up there, but when it comes to playing the Sun Devils, I hope they get after you guys.
There you go. Hey, Brandon, we thank you so much for joining us. Our friends at Harris Ranch Beef want to officially make this worth your while. So they're going to send you 10 pounds of prime steaks, and you get to choose your cut. Brandon, do you want the ribeyes, the porterhouses, or the New York strip steaks?
I'm going to go ahead and do the New York strip. New York strip.
It's a very toothy, beefy, strong cut indeed. Thank you so much. We hope you do enjoy. And again, congratulations to the season that you guys are in the middle of, and specifically congratulations to you on the season that you're having. Continued health and success the rest of the way. Brandon, thank you for joining us. And happy Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas to you as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.